time to wake up. Go on, sleepyhead. Open your eyes and talk to me. No, it's not morning yet. It's just past midnight. Mom finally went to bed, and I really need to talk to you alone. I know you're tired, but this can't wait until morning. Trust me. This isn't gonna be an easy conversation, and it'll be much easier for you if Mom doesn't find out about it. You don't have to sit up. Just roll over so we can talk face to face, okay? That's better. Now, I want you to be honest with me, okay? How long have you been stealing panties out of my bedroom? No. Don't lie to me, little boy. I know someone has been taking them, and you're the only horny little pervert who lives in this house. If it wasn't you, then who was it? No, little brother, stop lying. I know it was you. And I think I can prove it. I'll just pull down these covers and see what you're wearing. You little brat, I knew it. Why did you have to take the pink ones? Those are my favorite. Because you think they're the prettiest ones? So you like wearing panties because they're pretty? I didn't realize you're a sissy little boy. That's what it is, isn't it? You like pretending to be a little girl. A sweet little sissy girl wearing your favorite pink panties. No. Then why, little boy, why are you taking my panties? Because you know I've worn them. Because your big sister's pussy touched the same fabric that's touching your dick. That's even weirder than you wanting to be a little sissy girl. So, you like wearing those panties because what? You wanna fuck me? Your own big sister? I can't believe this. Not only is my baby brother a panty thief, but he's also an incest perv. Well, that's what it sounds like to me, little boy. It sounds like you've got a sick incest fetish and you want to use your own big sister as some kind of perverted sex object. If that's not what's going on, then you better explain yourself. I'm no one's sex toy and I'm not gonna be used. Especially not by my little brother. Well, of course you love me. I'm your big sister. And I love you too, but that doesn't explain. It's more than just love. You love me like you're in love with me. I see. No, I'm not mad. It kinda makes sense. You've never had a girlfriend, right? And you have a really sexy girl sleeping in the bedroom next to yours. It's only natural that you develop a little crush on me. And at your age, you're starting to see pretty girls as more than just pretty girls. You see us as women, right? Women with big tits and curvy figures and who have sexy pink lingerie in their panty drawer. I think I understand what it is now. What I don't understand, though, is why you think stealing my panties is a good idea. Did you really think that you'd ever have a chance with me if I caught you wearing pink underwear? That's not really a sexy look for a boy, little brother, for one thing. I can clearly see that you have a really small penis. How else could it fit inside those little panties of mine? If you had a big dick, it would have flopped out right when you pulled them on. But I don't see anything sticking out. I just see a tiny little lump. A tiny little bulge that's starting to stretch right in front of those panties. Am I making your dick hard, baby boy? No? Are you sure? Even if I put my hand here on your thigh and move it up slowly towards your panties? Oh, I don't know, little brother. It looks like something is moving in there. Then again, maybe. I'm mistaken. You can't possibly be getting hard because you're a little sissy girl. And a little sissy girl wouldn't have a penis, would she? No. That must be your little sissy clit, wouldn't it? Maybe I should have run my fingertip over your panties to feel for myself. Would you like that, little brother? Do you want me to touch your little sissy clit and make it throb? Oh, hello there, little boy. Your whole body just jumped when I touched you. I guess you've never felt a girl rub your little clit before. Let's try that again. And I want you to stay still this time, okay? I'll just take one finger and rub it all over this tiny little lump here. Does that feel good? I'll bet it does. It's too bad you're just a little sissy girl. Sissy girls only get touched over their panties. They only get light little strokes up and down their sissy little clits. Maybe just one little kiss on the tip. I think my warm breath and soft lips just made your little clit even harder. Can you imagine how it would feel if your panties weren't in the way? If I pulled them off and gently massaged your tiny little dick with just the bare skin of my fingertips? It's too bad you won't ever get to feel that. Only horny boys with horny dicks get to feel my fingers touch their skin. And since you're just a little sissy girl with a little sissy clit, you're out of luck. All you get is my fingers just lovingly caressing the front of your panties. Of course, could change if you want. You can take off those panties and promise to never steal them again. You never know what I might be willing to do for you if you started acting like a boy and not a little sissy girl. I'm not wearing anything underneath this robe. No bra, no panties. Just my firm, naked body and my big, beautiful tits. I might let you touch me. I might even let you taste me. But only if you let me take your panties off first. And if you truly promise you'll never steal them again, I'd even be willing to taste you. Think about how that might feel. My warm tongue softly gliding between your lips. Me kissing you like a real girlfriend while my fingers wrap around this aching little dick and stroke you gently. I'd make you feel so good, little brother. So loved, so adored. I've tasted girls' clits before, and it always made them feel loved. It would be the same if I tasted your little dick. It would probably feel even better because I'm your sister. Incest would feel much better than normal sex does. You would have to be a good boy for me. Good little boys deserve to be rewarded. Are you my good little boy, baby brother? Do you want me to reward you? Then lift up your hips so I can pull down your panties. Oh, baby brother. You have such an adorable little penis. Look how hard you are. It's poking straight up into the air. You're desperate for me to touch it, aren't you? If that's what you want, then you have to make the promise to me right now. You'll never steal my panties again, okay? I want your word. If I ever catch you wearing, or touching, or even looking at my panties in my drawer, I'm gonna tell Mom about this. I'm gonna tell her that you've been stealing my panties and using them to jerk off. I'll even tell her that you made me commit incest to stop you from doing it. And I'll say that you made me suck your little dick. And I'll even tell her that you made me fuck you. When she hears that, she'll kick you out and make you go live with Grandma. So, keep your promises, little boy. And I promise to reward you with lots of sex and blowjobs. I'll even be your girlfriend as long as we keep it secret. I don't like any boys my age, and as long as no one ever knows, I don't mind giving you what you want. And at least if I'm with you, I'll know that the guy I'm fucking truly loves me. Do we have a deal, little boy? Good. So, why don't you just relax and let me worship your little dick? I want to drain your balls and drink all of your virgin cum. And don't close your eyes. Incest is special. I want you to watch every kiss, every lick and every gentle flick of your sister's tongue as I lovingly suck your tiny little penis. I know you're in love with me, baby brother. I want you to know that I love you too. Now I'm gonna show you just how much. I can't believe I'm sucking my little brother's tiny dick. Can't believe how much I like him. So small and it fits perfectly in my mouth. So easy to glide my lips slowly up and down as I caress you. I feel like I can do this all day and never get tired. Sucking a big cock would wear me out after a while. Sucking your adorable little penis is effortless. How does it feel for you, little boy? Can you feel how much I love you? My lips around your tiny penis. 'Cause I do love you. And I want you to love me as much as you want. I want us to be in love with each other. More in love with any brother and sister would be. Or should be. Tell me you love me, little. I want you to mean it. Oh, baby brother. Are you gonna come? I can feel your tiny dick twitching. Come for me, little boy. Come in your big sister's mouth. I love you. I don't want to swallow your sweet gum. Good little boy. Good little baby brother, you did it. You came in my mouth. Is it okay if I keep sucking your little dick while I go soft? I know it feels good even if you aren't hard. I feel so much closer to you after all this. Closer than I've ever felt to a guy. And I'm glad I got to give you your first blowjob. You always remember the first one more than any of the others. From now on, whenever a girl takes you into her mouth and lovingly sucks and teases your tiny little dick, you'll remember this night and think of your big sister swallowing your cum. And I was serious about having sex, too. I can't wait to feel your tiny penis slip into my tight pussy. Hopefully we can do it soon. I just need to get on birth control. And I want our first time together to be as natural and loving as possible. I want you to feel the heat and wetness of my pussy grip and swallow your tiny dick. And I want to feel your warm cum spurt deep inside me. I promise not to make you wait too long, little brother. And you can have my mouth anytime you want. I'll suck your dick every day, every night, as many times as you want. As long as you don't take my panties again. Should probably say goodnight and get some sleep. It'll be morning soon and we can't let Mom catch us like this. But your tiny dick seems to be getting hard again. Maybe I can suck it just a little bit longer. Just until you drift off to sleep. Rest now, little boy. Try to get some sleep. Dream of me sucking your dick and falling in love with you.